This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks for joining us. This is season 6 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 16. Much like season 2, season 3, season 4, and season 5, Hooters is the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We've done many draft parties and other gatherings at Hooters over the years of this sponsorship, and we look forward to doing that again in the near future. For those of you who, like me, live in the greater Tampa Bay area, the original Hooters brand locations are in double digits, and their latest location is just west of the Suncoast Parkway on State Road 54 in Odessa. Wonderful outdoor dining area. Many of you like patio dining, not just because of personal preference these days, but you've always been one of those that likes to sit outside and take advantage of that. And Hooters obviously has the TVs outside. And at their newest location in Odessa, you will particularly like the look of that outdoor patio. Inside is also huge and spacious. It's the newest of the original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area on State Road 54, just west of the Suncoast Parkway. If you still prefer, or for any reason, prefer online ordering, Original Hooters has made it very easy for you to do that at originalhooters.com. Click the orange icon order in the upper right-hand corner, and you can facilitate that to your liking. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. And I want to take this episode, what did I say? It was episode 16, right? Yeah. Starting to lose count because we're really cranking these out before we get to the start of the season itself. There are a lot of opinions out there as it relates to fantasy football, and all of it is good for those of us who love fantasy football. The more that's out there shows the popularity of this. I'll tell you a quick story. Some of you may remember when I was involved with what is now Bally Sports Sun, prior to that Fox Sports Sun, prior to that Sun Sports, prior to that Sunshine Network, okay? So along that road, for a handful of years, I was on multiple shows on that network, and in either one or two of those shows, one or two seasons of one of those shows, it was the Monday show, I did a fantasy football segment. And I did it with my longtime friend, Whit Watson, who is one of the play-by-play announcers on Golf Channel. And Whit often not only plays golf with me, but plays in my Todd Wright Tour golf events. And longtime St. Pete Times columnist, because he was best known for them when they were the St. Pete Times, Hubert Mizell was with me on a panel for one of those shows. And then I broke off and went to a side table and did a fantasy football weekly segment with Whit. And Hubert Mizell couldn't have been more visibly and more vocal about his disdain and disgust for us, quote, wasting time on fantasy football while he sat in his chair, even though he wasn't a part of the segment. And I'll never forget that, because he wasn't alone, but it just showed he was stuck in his ways. And he was one of those who, even at that time, this wasn't that long ago when I did this, and fantasy football had by then become big, big business and very popular with football fans. Yet, you have someone like him living in the past, only thinks football can be discussed one way and cannot evolve. So, there are, as I look around on social media, various sites, and I just look at them to try to do my own homework. I'm not looking at these other social media posts to nitpick. I'm not even going to call out any of them by name because they're covering a game we all love. And the more that do that, the better it is for all of us. And you have to disseminate your own information. I'm sure that those of you who listen to my podcast don't take as gospel 100% of what I offer you. I even said in a most recent podcast about my scoring settings that I don't use DST. I dropped it a few years ago. But I acknowledge many season-long leagues and in DraftKings play DST. And I say, I understand why you do. I just have my reasons why I don't. And I sort of acknowledged, thank you for hearing me out on why I only flex tight ends and do not make them mandatory, acknowledging that many of your leagues still view it as a position you want to make mandatory, while I say the game has evolved beyond that. But I get it. There's so many different ways to do this. Whatever brings you the most enjoyment, go with it. It's fun for us, right? It's enjoyable. One of the things, so there was one social media post, and in back-to-back, they were sort of listing things. It was like a tip list. And there was one thing I couldn't have agreed with more, followed immediately by a thing I couldn't agree with less. So I just wanted to talk about those two things in this podcast. The thing I couldn't agree with more is when you're in your fantasy draft and there is suddenly a run on a particular position. I'm not talking about at the top. Now, it's going to happen at the top with the run on running backs. It's going to happen. Most of you who are experienced fantasy players are aware of this. I don't know what the actual number will be when it's sort of like, okay, at this point, now you don't want to be part of that run. But I totally agree with the whole idea. Let's just say it's in a later round where there's a run on a particular position and it changes your thinking of what you're going to do. You feel like you have to jump in the conga line, for lack of another term, because you're going to be left out. I say stick with your plan. Sure, you need to be aware of what's off the board, but don't let what other people do on a run like that, on a particular position, determine what you are going to do. If it is in your best interest to draft a different position, look at it this way. The run on that other position just elevates the value of the player you can get for the position you want at that particular spot in the draft. So maybe try to think about it psychologically a little different. If there's a run on a particular position and you're not planning to draft a player at that position, instead of it changing your mind and you jumping in the line with everyone else, get excited about it that they're not touching the best player at the position you want to pick that you determine at that point is best for your team. So that's one of the things where I agreed with the social media post. The next line we've already discussed on an earlier episode of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and it is a strong opinion I have that has evolved over these last few years. And unlike Hubert Mizell, I do evolve, and I do see when there is a change in something, and you need to be ahead of that change and acknowledge it, or you're going to be at a disadvantage. The line was, you can wait to draft your quarterback. We've talked about this in an earlier podcast. Let me go back again to 2020 overall scoring. And this is, of course, in the Todd Wright 21st century slash modernized slash adjusted standard scoring leagues, my settings, where I actually make it more difficult for quarterbacks to get points. They get 4 points for a touchdown, which I believe is the standard, but some leagues do 6 for a passing touchdown. They get 1 point for every 30 yards passing, not 25. And they are penalized 2 points for every pick, and an additional 2 points to make for a -4 for a pick six, equivalent to when they throw a touchdown for their team, 4. They should lose 4 when they throw a touchdown for the other team. So in my scoring settings, it is more difficult for quarterbacks to score than in most other leagues. Yet, the top 10 overall fantasy scorers in my leagues last year were quarterbacks. The top 10. That combination also ran for 48 touchdowns. 48. So the top 10 quarterbacks in fantasy last year each averaged 4.8 rushing touchdowns. Now, sure, you've got some guys in there that didn't get 4 or 5 rushing touchdowns, but they are pushed up by the more mobile quarterbacks who call their own number more often. And it averages to 4.8 rushing touchdowns per quarterback for the top 10 quarterbacks in fantasy football last year. The next 4 quarterbacks after that were, by the way, here are some names: Cousins, Big Ben, Ryan, Carr. Yeah, they were QBs 11 through 14. They were all a minimum of 100 points lower than the top 5 at their position. So just doing some rough math, you're leaving potentially double-digit points on the board almost every week if you have a lesser quarterback rather than one of the top guys, and the majority of those top guys do it with their arm and with their legs. The exception is Aaron Rodgers. He was QB4 last year because he threw so many touchdowns, but still down near the goal line. And why he didn't just do this on second or third down late in the NFC title game is beyond me. I guess he was worried Ndamukong Suh was going to fall on him. Rodgers can run it in and call his own number. But the top 5 around him: Josh Allen 1, Patrick Mahomes 2, Kyler Murray 3, even though that back, what, last 7 games for Murray were, for him and the Cardinals, were awful. Then Rodgers 4, and then Deshaun Watson 5. And we've already talked about, you could probably take Dak Prescott, even though it was a small sample size, and put it in place of Deshaun Watson, because Watson right now is untouchable. And if you have, and this is justified, a bad vibe on Dak Prescott based on news coming out of Cowboy training camp, then put Russell Wilson in that spot instead of Dak. But you've got to remove Deshaun Watson from the conversation until further notice. So waiting around to get your quarterback is outdated. It's wrong. I would imagine that most of you that won fantasy football leagues last year or were most successful in fantasy football leagues last year, you had a big-time producing quarterback. It used to be that the two quarterback leagues elevated the value of quarterbacks in the draft. Then Aaron Rodgers' huge numbers pushed him up in all fantasy drafts. Then Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl and pushed him past Aaron Rodgers in fantasy drafts. And now I'm telling you, Josh Allen was the number one overall player in my fantasy settings last year. And Kyler Murray was three, even though the end of the season was shit for Arizona. Granted, some of those games don't affect you. You know, if you don't make the playoffs, week 17 obviously doesn't affect you at all. Week 16, if you don't make the final. Week 15, if you're out in the first round of the playoffs. I believe you need to get yourself a quarterback. This is the trend in the NFL. You want guys who touch the ball and finish the play with the ball. And more quarterbacks are doing that, especially calling their own number to get those same rushing yardage points and those same rushing touchdown points that you have always valued with those early picks of running backs. And just one more here to reiterate. Let's run down of those top five from last year. Josh Allen, Mahomes, Murray. Okay, let's skip over Rodgers because Aaron Jones was productive. I had him at RB5. And Deshaun Watson. Okay, so Josh Allen, Bills. Any RB1s on the Bills last year? Any RB1 numbers coming out of there? Stephon Diggs was wide receiver 3. Anything you could count on week to week, the running back position behind Josh Allen? No. Patrick Mahomes, QB2. Tyreek Hill, wide receiver 1. Travis Kelce, tight end 1. I traded Clyde Edwards-Helaire after the first month of the season. I saw the way this was trending. Edwards-Helaire was not capitalizing on and wasn't going to get the goal line touches. I'm not rooting against the kid. But they clearly tested him early. And then in the end, it was more of, I think we're better off if Mahomes has the ball in his hands, whether he's just going to run it in himself or he's just going to zip one into Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill, or he's going to throw a touchdown pass to somebody else. Kyler Murray. Now, at various times, you bubbled up with a Kenyon Drake or a Chase Edmonds in Arizona, but nothing consistent because close to the goal line, your biggest threat to score was Kyler Murray, either with his legs or with his arm. And even Deshaun Watson, when we think about the Deshaun Watson era pre-2021, find a Texans running back that you could count on week to week. They're not there. This should tell you how the value of the dual threat quarterback is elevated because they are impacting their own teammates at the running back position, which is why they don't show at the top of the board for running back production in fantasy football. Again, my email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. My social media is toddwright2121 on Instagram. Thank you, Drew Garabo, for the push wrestling term. I am over 1,000 now on Instagram. Jump in there as well, toddwright2121. It is also toddwright2121 on Twitter. And on Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Again, email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to this episode 16 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Talk to you next time.